Hello, everyone. I'm coming to you under a double Taurus sky. We're in Taurus season and we have a new moon in Taurus. And as some of us know, new moons are times where we go inward and we practice yin and we feel our intuition and we really kind of go into the darkness in a beautiful way. The last time I recorded this podcast, I think it was no November. I don't know, like over 6 months ago. And I took a big break. I was traveling a lot in true Sagittarius fashion. I went to San Diego to study sound healing with my very magnetic and wise aunt Laura. And then after that, I went to Bali where I really dug into some deep, deep subconscious work and shadows of myself that maybe I'll share at another time, but right now I'm honestly still integrating, which it's a card I pulled for the message today that I wanted to share. I asked for a message in this Shadows of Light deck, which I got from an artist in Bali. And I picked integration for stillness. So yeah, still definitely integrating all of the beautiful lessons, shadows, and alchemy that has stirred up from this beautiful mystical experience. And I'm just so excited to continue going deeper into myself so that I can truly be the best human I can be and spread more light into the world and hopefully inspire other people to do the same. I just wanted to give a quick rundown of the cards that I picked before coming on here. You know, it's been a while and I really wanted to come with some sort of message, and there's so much to say, and I could really like talk for days. So how do I hone everything into, you know, a short little message? So I already talked about stillness and integration. I picked projection, the mirror. So we say projection is perception and perception is projection. So vice versa, right? Like how we perceive things is how we project and act in the world. And the converse is true. And I found this to be like an extremely potent lesson that I learned, that I have been learning really this whole time, since my Saturn return started about a year ago. But really, like being aware of our own judgments. And it's kind of hard to say, like, yeah, I don't judge. I mean, we'd like to think we don't judge, but the truth is the mind is always judging. And to kind of pay attention to when we feel it judging, and then how is it, most importantly, judging ourselves? Because we only judge others to the extent we judge ourselves. And that which is unhealed in ourselves, we judge in others. I've literally had relationships end because I was judging someone based on ways in which I was poorly judging myself. So, really, back to this integration stillness piece, really taking a second to pause and to stop and to slow, new moon, yin, to go in to integrate those lessons so that we can come out into the world in a way that is more forgiving and more compassionate and more patient. You know, we are in a very results-driven, bottom-line-driven culture. As much as people are waking up, and as much as, you know, self-care and self-love and all of these things have, like, you know, been built into the lexicon, the reality is, it's rare for us as a collective to take the time to relax. And I'm going to get into tarot in a second, but this reminds me of my tarot reader, who I love, Yana. In Bali, I really trust her. She's literally the best tarot reader I've ever had. And we were talking, we were catching up, and she was telling me about her recent trip to Tokyo. And she was like, "Yeah, I felt so bad for those people. Like it's almost like they were still in their work clothes when they were out to drinks. Like they didn't go home to change." And I was just like cracking up at my cracking up, right? Like I was one of those girls. I was one of those girls who would like rush from work to drinks. In fact, it was just part of work. Like, why would I go home to spruce up? She was so flabbergasted. Like, Balinese culture is much slower, you know? They do have that yin, they do have that intentionality, more ceremonial aspects. So she was flabbergasted when she went to Japan or Tokyo, and she was like, I cannot She was like, they didn't go home to change. They didn't even like take a second. So just really, yeah, this whole concept of time, like time's an illusion and the present moment is all we have. Like how many times do we hear that? But it's so true. Like how do we stay so present in this moment that we are not rushing from one thing to the next distraction, to the next dopamine hit? Because we actually don't want to be in this present moment. That's what mindfulness teaches. Like, can we just stay present? It's so easy for us to plan, like, I'll be better when, or I'll feel better when I have this PhD, or I'll feel better when I get a raise, or I'll feel better when my boyfriend comes to move in with me, or I feel better when I lose 10 pounds. Like, no, what if you could feel better right now by the present moment awareness of your own being in this very moment right now? So if you're feeling called, take a second, pause this. In fact, end it, you know, go take a moment and like do a body scan, like hug yourself, like appreciate that you are where you are now and that for this moment, this is all we have. And how beautiful is this moment? You know, taking that time to be grateful for all the blessings we do have instead of rushing to the next thing, to the next distraction, to the next work meeting, to the next social event, to the next, you know, whatever, to the next romantic conquest. Like, why is it so hard for us to just sit and be alone in, again, back to this integration stillness piece? Why is it so hard to sit in the stillness? You know, I just made the decision to root down in Miami, which I know that sounds to me, I'm sort of confused equally by this, but weirdly, my logic was like, I have the least amount of friends here. And my parents are close by and I have the least amount of friends and I have the elements, you know, I get to be by water and nature allows for that integration and stillness to occur. And I have that. And actually in a way, even though Miami is full of distractions, like it's not distracting for me because I'm like, I don't really have friends here. I'm in like a form of spiritual isolation, not in a hermit way, like in a truly nourishing way. I feel like when I'm back home in New York or, you know, even in San Diego, I made so many amazing friends, love San Diego, but actually so hard is the wrong word, but I felt like I kept getting sucked into the events and the exciting things. I was coming across the amazing people. I was like, okay, I'm getting an apartment by the water and I am going to continue to be in my own energy. How purifying and how freeing is that? Okay. On to the tarot. I picked fertility, which I'm using the goddess tarot deck. Okay. I picked fertility, which in traditional tarot is the Empress. So queen vibes. Hello. Favorite song right now, Queendom by Malka Russell. Malka means queen. Highly recommend it. But the Empress, divine feminine, queen. I mean, if there's one tarot card that sums up the work that I want to do on this planet, it's this one. So thank you for showing up. Nine of Pentacles and Three of Pentacles. It's interesting. I got two threes and a nine. So something with threes and nines. I'm thinking like a triangle or two triangles, different points connecting. The Three of Pentacles is all about collaboration, and abundance. I mean, Pentacles in general, it's an earth sign. Makes sense. We are in a double Taurus sky. Lots of prosperity and abundance. In the air. So I hope that everyone's miracles and manifestations are coming true. Side note, new moon is a great time to manifest. So make sure you're imagining or writing down or, you know, envisioning your highest vibe timeline, because as I said, time's an illusion and you have it all right now within you. Something else that came to mind with the threes and the nines and the points of the triangle. I also pulled three cards. How interesting is that? Is pyramids. Yesterday I did I've been doing this thing with my third eye opening called Shirodara. It's an Ayurvedic practice where hot oil is poured all over your forehead and down your hair, and it's supposed to activate your third eye. And one of the visions I had was of pyramids and kind of Cleopatra. And this gets back to another vision that I had when I was in a Reiki session in Bali. I was doing an active consciousness meditation with a friend who was leading me through it. And I said, and we were in a temple. And after I was like, I saw this sounds weird, but I saw pyramids. And he was like, you're kidding me. And he pulled back the curtain and there were wooden pyramids everywhere. So something, pyramids, threes, triangles, the golden triangle. I'm thinking collaboration, teamwork to get to our highest vibe, highest queen vibe. And that really is the new age, right? That is the age of the divine feminine, and the feminine is rising. And in my opinion, that's why we have all of this like turmoil in this world, is because there's a shift of the ages right now, and the feminine is waking up, right? The feminine within all of us. It's not just women. It's just like this side of us that centers on vulnerability and authenticity and magnetism and creativity. And that is awakening in us alongside an ever changing rapid expansion of AI and technology. Like alongside that is something much greater brewing for all of us. So yeah, I mean, this is my little reintroduction back into this podcasting. I mean, it's kind of like a mini cast, like 11 minutes. but hey, I think anything that we back to this divine feminine, fertility, like what are you birthing? What are you integrating? What are you perceiving? It's my intention to continue operating in this world as a divine feminine, or you know, we all have our wounded parts, but alchemizing those wounded parts into goddess vibes. And it's truly my intention to be here for other people who are in the throes of their transformation, because I know what it's like and I'm still going through it. And I'm not trying to be a guru on high by any means. I'm here as a friend and a resource to say that I get it. And yeah, I'm here for you. So if you want any card readings, I'm now open for that, both Oracle and Tarot. Birth charts are my favorite. And yeah, if you want to work one-on-one with custom meditations, I've also been rolling that out. So I find for me, all of the tools that I just mentioned, in addition to being creative, like having projects like this, these tools really ignite my feminine energy in a very, very healthy way, or it's Shakti energy, I should say, like that life force energy that keeps me feeling like I have so much vitality and so much to offer, because I know it's so easy to get into a headspace of negative self-talk and inner criticism. And then that's when, back to the projection card, that's when we project onto others. And I have been both a victim of other people's projections and perceptions, and me myself, I have made those projections and perceptions. And with every single day, I'm working towards integrating my feminine energy, my forgiveness, my compassion, my self-love, my patience, my magnetism, my play, and my creativity, and all the other divine feminine qualities. I am focused on bringing all of these to the fore and to inspire you to step into your Shakti divine feminine energy. And again, not just for women, for everybody. We all have this in us. We all have creativity within us. We all have the ability to be vulnerable. We all have the ability to create. And so this is my intention with this podcast, to return to our true soul's nature and get back to loving kindness, compassion, humanity, patience, forgiveness, truth, and authenticity.